Amen. Holy Spirit, would you take these words to speak to us through them, I ask, in Jesus' name. Well, I'm glad to be back with you. I enjoy taking some time off and being able to get away and do things, but often during my vacations, I try to get away and go to a church from a different denomination or a different tradition, just to kind of see what's going on, see what they're doing, see some of the things that they're up to. I had an opportunity to go to a non-denominational church, and they had communion. For communion, they served cheeseburgers. I think they called it Angus Day or something like that. I'm not sure. Well, they really didn't serve cheeseburgers, but they didn't have communion either. And I just realized how much I miss communion when I don't have an opportunity to have it on a Sunday morning. And so going to these various churches, they offer communion maybe once a quarter or once a month. And sometimes I think, well, why do we have communion every Sunday? Why do we have the same thing every Sunday? Why do we go through the same ritual every Sunday? There was a man who was talking to his neighbor over the fence, and the neighbor said, me and my wife, we just got back from this seminar on how to improve our memories. And the other neighbor said, what was the name of the speaker? The guy said, what's that flower that smells good and has thorns? And the neighbor said, you mean a rose? Yeah, a rose. Hey, Rose, what was the name of that speaker of the memory conference? Well, one of the reasons why we have communion every week is so that we can remember what Christ has done for us. We humans often have a hard time remembering things. My memory has gotten so bad that I figure one day I'll be able to hide my own Easter eggs. The Lord knows how short our memories are, so throughout the Bible, we find Him reminding us of different things over and over again. And even helping us to remember by having things like memorial offerings and writings and tassels. There are rainbows and books and stacked stones. Jesus used parables in which He used various images and things that were readily seen by the people around them so that they could better remember His teachings. Certainly one of the most significant of the remembrances in the Bible is what Jesus established the night before He was crucified. And that is, of course, what we call the Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, the Mass, the Lord's Supper. And when Jesus celebrated the Passover with His disciples for the last time, we often refer to that as the Last Supper. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19, it says, "And Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And we hear these same words every week over and over again, and we celebrate the Holy Eucharist and the Lord's Supper. Why do we hear these words over and over again? Because I believe it's important for us to be reminded after a week of struggles and trials and difficulties to be reminded of what Christ has done for us, not only by His death on the cross paying for our sins, but also giving us eternal life and reconciling us to God. We also hear these words as a reminder of what Jesus did as He celebrated the Last Supper. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26, we read these words, "While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, 'Take and eat. This is my body.' Then He took the cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed or poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.'" So Jesus took the unleavened bread of the Passover and turned it into something more than just bread. He turned it into something more than just a piece of unleavened cardboard, is what it sometimes tastes like. Jesus would eventually use this bread as a memorial to remind His disciples eventually of what He would do and accomplish by His death on the cross and by His resurrection. In our gospel lesson today from John chapter 6, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. A few verses earlier in John's Gospel, in chapter 6, verse 48, Jesus said these words, "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread is my flesh, this bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Then the Jews began to argue among themselves, and they said, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Now, it's interesting, in Jesus' day, when Jesus gave this teaching, there were some who were thinking that Jesus was suggesting cannibalism or something like that. But Jesus wasn't doing any such thing. In the context of the passages that I just read to you, we understand Jesus was talking about receiving Him, about receiving Him into our bodies, into our souls. When we invite Christ into our lives, the book of Revelation says that Jesus is knocking at the door of our hearts. And if we open the door, He will come in to us and eat with us, and we with Him. And so it's talking about a relationship. So when we celebrate communion, we're really celebrating a relationship. We're celebrating our salvation, the forgiveness of our sins, and the hope of eternal life. But this is not just a memorial meal, a meal of remembrance. It's also a spiritual meal. When we eat the unleavened bread, we're receiving the body of Jesus spiritually. When we drink the wine, we're receiving the blood of Jesus spiritually. It's transformed into something which satisfies our spirits and our souls. In the Gospels, we see Jesus turning a few loaves of bread into enough food to feed 5,000 people. Jesus at a wedding in Cana of Galilee turned water into wine. Jesus always transforms something normal and makes it something extraordinary. And certainly, those were a foreshadowing of what Jesus would ultimately do when He established the Lord's Supper. The bread and wine would not be physically satisfying, but would be spiritually satisfying for our souls, which, whether we know it or not, really are hungering and thirsting for more of Jesus Christ. So why is regular communion so important? Because Jesus established this as one of the two sacraments that we're to do as Christians. The other one, obviously, is baptism. And so as Jesus established this as something that His followers were to do, we're doing it in obedience to His commandments. The early church celebrated the Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, on the first day of the week, on Sundays. The reason why they did it on Sundays was to remind themselves that Jesus rose from the dead on that first Easter Sunday morning. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." In other words, you testify to what Christ has done for you and for others every time you eat the bread and drink the cup. Now, obviously, we're in a situation now in terms of the COVID virus where some may be hesitant to drink from the chalice. And so we've made provision for a person who only wants to receive the bread to do so. And certainly looking at all the words of Jesus, seeing by receiving the bread of Jesus, we're receiving the bread of life. And those who want to receive the wine as well can do so by having it dipped into the wine and put into their mouths, or to drink directly from the chalice. We want to give people the freedom, the liberty to do what they feel led to do in this situation. But if you don't feel like drinking from the chalice in any way, then you're certainly receiving communion, the full communion, as it is. The reason why we receive communion is because Jesus Christ said we are to do that in remembrance of Him. So keep on doing it. Keep on receiving communion until Jesus comes back again. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you've established a memorial, a way for us to remember your great sacrifice, the price you paid for our sins, the way that you made for us to have a relationship with your Father in heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us this bread and this wine to remind us of your body and blood. Lord, help us to receive you anew each time we receive the bread, each time we receive the wine. Help us to invite you into our hearts to be the ruler and the Lord of our lives each time we come to the communion rail. We ask this in your name. Amen.